We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hochel Shabbos. We continue Siman Reish Tzadi Vav Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, Ein Mavdilin Al Hapas. One is not permitted to make Havdalah on bread, even though it is permissible to make Kiddush on bread. One cannot make Havdalah on bread. Aval Al Sheicham Mavdilin in Muhammad Medina, Vuadin Lashar Mashkin Chutz Min Amayim. One is permitted to make Havdalah on anything which has the status of Chamer Medina, including beer and other drinks, but water is never included in the status of Chamer Medina. We already saw the concept of Chamer Medina earlier in Simen Reish Ayin Beis, and we saw which liquids would be included in Chamer Medina according to certain poskim, and which would not. Even in this situation, says the Mishnah Berurah, even by Havdalah, the Or Zeruah says, if one has wine, it is better to use wine than any other drink. However, that is only l'chadchila, but all poskim agree, even those that suggest by Kiddush, Chamer Medina would not work, by Havdalah, everyone agrees that Chamer Medina would be permissible. Water is no good because it is not a chashav drink, and whiskey and scotch and liquids of that type are questionable for Havdalah as well, on practical grounds, because the minhag is that the mavdil, the person who makes Havdalah, generally drinks the entire cup and does not give any of it to the rest of the family, as they do by Kiddush, and it is hard to drink a shear of yain sraf, of whiskey or scotch, on one's own. Just interesting to note, the Chazon Ish is brought down in Rav Yashiv's Tshuvas, Kovetz Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Zayin, that the Chazon Ish thinks that really there is no Chamer Medina in our times, because no drinks are ever used as a replacement for wine, since wine is so common. So therefore, there is no Chamer Medina b'zman hazeh, but many poskim disagree. The Ramah comments, V'tov yoser l'havdil al kos pagam shel yayin me'al sheichar. It is better to make havdalah on a kos pagam than on beer, but nahagu l'havdil b'motzai Pesach al sheichar v'lo al yayin mishum d'chavav alav. When Pesach concludes, the minag is of many to make havdalah on beer and not on wine, because since one has not had beer for 8 days, the beer is more valuable to you, it is more favorable to you, so you are permitted to make Havdalah on the beer. Obviously, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is only assuming that the beer has the status of Chamer Medina in your area. The Mechaber continues, Uvi Yom Tov Shechalios Motzai Shabbos Sheyesh Bo Kiddush Shehu Ne'emar Al Hapas, when Yom Tov falls out on Motzai Shabbos, where one is making Kiddush on bread, Yesh Omrim Shavag of a Kiddush Mavdilin Gamkin Alav. Some say that one is permitted to make the Havdalah that we make on Motzai Shabbos when Yanta falls out on the bread as well. Some say it is better to make Kiddush and Havdalah on beer and not on bread, obviously assuming one does not have wine. Vasvar Rishona Iker, says the Ramah, it is better to follow the first svara, that one is allowed to make Havdalah as well on bread in a situation where they are already making Kiddush on bread.